On the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis.
You get answers to the questions a few days ago.
What was the question?
He said,
oh, yeah. Nothing yet. Okay, waiting to hear. It's Hashem, we're here soon, hopefully. The Mishnah basically had concluded, or we were in the process of concluding, and there's a machlokas we had, we quote a few different opinions. When we say something is I'm about 8-9 lines from the bottom of the page, 8 lines from memory of base.
How many? 8.
9? The Gemara had a discussion of whether or not when you do the mitzvah with an esrog, let's say, is that esrog now, once the mitzvah has been done, it's freed from its connection to the mitzvah, or it requires the rest of the day to be practiced. As Machlokas mentioned in the Gemara, and the many opinions suggest that it goes the entire day through. Based upon the assumption that it goes the entire day through, we have the following question right now. What would happen that the mitzvah, let's say you have an esrog that you do on the seventh day, and you finish with the esrog, you're done already, beginning of the seventh day. Does the esrog still have kedusha until the end of the day, or once it's done, you're done, you can eat already? So most people seem to be suggesting right now, we're leaning, even though there's both opinions out there, we're leaning towards the opinion that it goes the entire day through. If that's the case, the question we have now is in Chutz Laretz. What happens on the eighth day, which is the first day of Shemini Atzeres, which might be the seventh day, the last day of Sukkot? That's the Gemara's question. Exactly. The Anan says the Gemara, the Islan Treyomi, we have 2 days of Yontif. We have 2 days. I mean, we celebrate on the eighth day, on the Shemini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, it's all Shemini Atzeres and Chutz Laretz, but we're not sure if it's really Shemini Atzeres or it really should be a Yom Chol.
So what is this going on?
So we want to know,
what
do we do with the Esrogim? And with the sukkah. Meaning, how do we deal with the sukkah, lulav, and esrog? What do we do with everything now that was shaykh to the seventh day? We know on the seventh day you sit in the sukkah, and we know that lulav and esrog is obviously to be practiced, and it's also kadosh in that day. What happens the next day in Chutz Laretz? Because again, the next day in Chutz Laretz is a suffix.
On the eighth day
in Chutz Laretz, which is we again, the eighth day is either the eighth or the seventh. We don't know which one it is. So what do we do on the eighth day of Chutz Laretz? What happens there? Vana de Islan Treyomi, we have 2 days of Yontif because we're not sure which day is which. So the eighth day, Hechi Avdinan. How do we treat that eighth day, the Shmini Atzeres, the first day of Yontif in the Chutz Laretz of the second days? What do we do? Is it the seventh day, which would mean Sukkah is obviously Shaykh? You know, it's Dinim of Sukkah. The Lulam Esrog in theory would also be Kodesh, would be it's Katsai, the Mitzvah as well. How do we handle that first day of Yontif of the second days of Yontif? Because it might be the seventh day still of Sukkah.
We're talking about for B'nai Eretz Yisrael, it's the last day.
B'nai Eretz Yisrael is the eighth day, Shemini Atzeres. And that day in Chutz Laretz is also Yontif. But that day we're not sure, is it really the eighth day? Or is it really the seventh day?
Is the last day of Sukkot, or is there already Shemini Atzeres?
Exactly, so we don't know. So what do we do that day? How do we handle the Sukkah that day? How do we handle the Lulav and Esrog? What happens that day? That's the question that we have.
So I got a thought.
Yeah.
Is this considered a sveika?
Why?
Why? Because one, there's a suffix. Is it the last day of Sukkot?
Yeah.
Where my esrog is Kodesh?
Yeah.
Or is it Bichlal not Sukkot, where it would be Kodesh? That's
okay.
One suffix.
Yeah.
And then I have another suffix that I went ahead and I shook my Arba meeting. Now I have a suffix whether this Kedusha even lasts the rest of the day or not.
But we know we don't do the Sheik Lulav Esrog on that day, the eighth day. We never do it, right? We don't Sheik Lulav Esrog the eighth day, Shemini Atzeres. We don't do Chutz Laretz. Shemini Atzeres, you never shake a Shemini Atzeres. Chutz Laretz either.
If it's a suffix that maybe it's Sukkot, they
don't shake? I don't think so. I'm Chutz Laretz, but I don't think so.
When?
In the eighth day, if you're in America, Chutz Laretz, Shemini Atzeres, you don't shake Lulav Esrog with the Shemini Atzeres. So you never really do anything that day.
Shemini Atzeres and not Simchat Torah in Chutz Laretz.
Shemini Atzeres, the next day is Simchat
Torah. It's already the ninth
day. Right. Chutz Laretz. Well, they don't shake Lulav Esrog on that day. So.
They just want the day off of work.
Okay, says the Gemara the following. What do we do if we hold Chutz Laretz? We have 2 days. So Amar Abaye, Shmini Suffix Shvi, which we call that the eighth day, at least we call Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, which might be the last day of Sukkot, Aser. Chi Suffix Shmini Mutter. So again, the Lulav and Esrog, the Esrog that we mentioned before is Aser, a certain day. So that Suffix Shmini, which might be really Shvi, you cannot have the esrog still. But the next day, she, Safek Shemini, which we call that Simchas Torah in America or in England, that day we would say is mutter. That's what Abayi says. Mareimar, what's that? The esrog, exactly, yeah, exactly. So the first day out there if you can't, but the second day out there if you could. Mareimar amar afilu Shemini Safek Shemini mutter. Even the eighth day you could in Chutz Larts. So one opinion says again, everyone agrees when it comes to the Esrog, the eighth, actually everyone, but we Paskin the eighth day for sure you can eat it. That's what we Paskin. There's one opinion that said otherwise, but we Paskin the eighth day for sure you can eat it. There's a question, maybe even the seventh day after you use it, you can eat it. That's the question we had. The question is, how about in the Chutz Larts? We're not sure what day is what. So either we're going to say, okay, you're right, that next day also, like the seventh day was Usher to eat it, so too would the eighth day Usher to eat it. That's what one opinion says. The other opinion says, no. It's only the seventh day also to eat it. We're not choshesh into the next day. We're not choshesh that you couldn't eat it that day. That'll be mutter. That's the machlokes we have in the Gemara between Mareimar and Abaye. The surah of the Mareimar, in surah, the city called surah, they did like Mareimar, which means that they ate it on the eighth day. They were allowed to eat on the eighth day even. And Rav Sheish braid Rav Idi avik Abaye. Sheish braid Rav Idi did like Abaye, which means he said you can't eat it at the first day of Yontif, the eighth day of Sukkot, Shri Antaris. You have to wait till Simchas Torah. And the Gemara over here, Paskins Halacha, like Abayi, they have to wait until Simchas Torah. You can't eat it even on Shemini Atzeres, in Chutz Larts. Okay? Now the Gemara has a separate question. Again, back to the discussion of a Chutz Larts case. What do we do regarding the Sukkah, regarding sitting the Sukkah, regarding making a bracha on the Sukkah? We're going to our davening. How do we go about? What do we do during these days that might be Sukkot still, might be already past Sukkot? I'm Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav. Shmini Safek Shvi, which is we'll call that right now, Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz Laretz, first day Yom Tov and the second days. So we treat it Shvi LeSukkah, Vishmini LeBracha. It's considered for Sukkah the seventh day. And regarding bracha, it's considered the eighth day. Now, we don't know what this means right now. We're going to see very soon what it means. But we'll just say Rashi for a minute. According to Rashi, well, the sukkah part we'll leave out for a second. But bracha was going to mean, in my tefillah, in my brachas amazon, do I say chag sukkos, which would be the seventh day, or shmini chag atzeres, which would be if it was the eighth day. So here says the Gemara, mitam bracha, it's the eighth day. So when you're going to make kiddush, you say Shmini Chagat. Well, we don't do the Kiddush, but we say in davening, Berachas Amazon, Shmini Chagat Teres is that you're going to say. That's what bracha means. What does Sukkah mean? So it could mean one of two things right now. Either it means sitting in the Sukkah, or it means making a leishim of Sukkah. Those are two options. Either it means, again, must you sit in the Sukkah? Maybe yes, maybe no. Or it might mean, if you have to sit in the Sukkah, it might mean, must you make a lay shave in the Sukkah when you're sitting in the Sukkah? That's the possibility of what Sukkah would mean. But we know bracha certainly is going to mean, what do you say in your benching? What do you say in your davening? And clearly over here we see it, everyone's going to agree with this part, that in benching and in davening, on the Shemini Atzeres, of course you don't say Sukkahs anymore, say Shemini Chag Atzeres, or Chag Shemini Atzeres. What's in the sukkah? You mean during that time? Right. You couldn't say you're saying leishave and say chagzeres. Right. Well, so we'll see that very soon. It's a good point. No one's saying the end. No one says that, but it's a good point. It says Gemara Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shmini Lazev Lazev. Rabbi Yochanan hold the Shmini for bracha, which is what we said already for davening and for benching, and it's even Shmini regarding sukkah. Now, again, we don't know what that means yet. It says the Gemara, what does sukkah mean? Regarding sitting in the sukkah, no one argues. Meaning everyone agrees that you sit in the sukkah on the eighth day in America, in England. No one argues. Everyone's again, this is Gemara's first thought. The question is, do you make a leishei b'sukkah or not? Now Danny's pointing out, it's very strange. Making a leishei b'sukkah, but you're also going to say you're benching, Shemini Chag Atzeres is it. But that's what the first opinion would tell you. First opinion, L'manda Amar Shvi the sukkah. The one who says, which was what we said beforehand, that was Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Rav Shmuel Rav, he would say to you, Shvi L'Sukkah means Bruchei Namei Barchinan. That you even make Leishe B'Sukkah, though when you bench and when you daven, you say Shmini Chag Atzeres. Says Danny, Tarti Asatre, Tzukasha. I guess we're kind of hedging our bets a little bit. We don't know what to say. We have a Sfeik of the Yoma. So we're going to kind of play both sides, even though it's not so partial. Now again, a separate question he's asking, is Shmini Atzeres really its own holiday or not even? So that in some ways it is, in some ways it's not. It's not so pasha that it's this complete separate. We do say it's separate chag regarding certain things, but it's not independent chag like Shruas is to Pesach. It has a connection still, so it's possible that it was not such a tart nisatre, though at first glance certainly it appears to be. Lamadam or Shmini Lazel, the one who says Rav Yochanan, that it's considered the eighth day for Sukkah, and eighth day for Bracha. So again, you still sit in the Sukkah, but Bruchei Lam Mevarchina. And this would work with old Danny also, that you don't make a Bracha, obviously. It's the eighth day for Bracha. You don't make a Leishev. And it's the eighth day for Tefillah, which means you say Shmini Chag HaTeres, you don't say Chag HaSukkos. So right now we have again the Gemara, again a discussion. For those in Chutz La'aretz, how do you treat that first day of Yontif, of the second days, Shmini HaTeres, regarding Sukkah and regarding Bracha? Regarding sitting in the actual Sukkah, no one seems to argue, says the first part of the Gemara. Everyone agrees you sit there. The question is, do you make a bracha on it or not? Leishev b'sukkah or not? And the question also is, how do you bench and how do you daven? So again, regarding benching and davening, we mentioned everyone agrees you say Shmini Chag Atzeres or Achag Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres Achag, whatever order you say it in. But the question is, do you make a Leishev or not? The first opinion we saw, again, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Breid of Shmuel Bar Shilas, which made the Rab, that you would make a bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan says you would not make a bracha. Rav Yosef, over here says, Nakut Rabbi Yochanan biyadecha. Do like Rabbi Yochanan said, which means Shmini Lazev Lazeh. It avoids also the any tart satri. Don't make Leishev b'sukkah. Don't, say Shmini Chag HaTeres in your tefillah and in your Birchas HaMazon. But you still sit in the sukkah. Which part?
This sukkah.
What's that?
It says Nakut
Excellent. Correct. Very good. Excellent.
Somebody else.
Very good. Says the Gemara, why? Nakad Rabbi Yochanan biyadecha, why? Rav Huna bar Bizna, Hogdole Ador, Iklu Besukkah Beshmi Savik Shvi. Because he tells over here in Maitse, Rav Huna bar Bizna and all the Gedolim that were with him, Iklu, they arrived at a Sukkah on this first day of Shmini Atzeres, or the same Shmini Atzeres, the first day of Yontif of the second days, Shmini Savik Shvi. Mace of Havu Yasri, they would sit in the sukkah, Bruche Lo Bar Brichi, but they would not make a Leishev. So here we see, based on an actual case study, that they would sit in the sukkah, they would make no Leishev a sukkah. So because of that, says Rabbi Yosef, take Rabbi Yochanan's opinion and go with it. That's the way we paskin. Gemara says, one second, maybe not. Vidilma Sfir Lahu Kimanda Amar, Kevan Shabirchim to Rishon, Shuvainim Bavarech. One second. You want to learn from me that we don't make a relationship with sukkah on Shmini Chag HaTeres HaZeh on the first day of Yontif? Not so fast. Maybe Dilma Sirul, who these Rabbanim held, like we saw in that Memheim Beis. Commandam Shkevim Shabirachim to Rishon Shuvainim Bavarech. Once, is that Memheim Beis we had it, or was Mem Bav Man Aleph even?
What?
The din of if you made a how many days are you Mavarech? Mem Bav Man Aleph. Yeah, Tav Mem Bav Man Aleph, exactly. Do you make a bracha on Leishev b'sukkah only one time every chag? Or all days of the chag? That's the question we had. We saw a shita that says you make only one day. What was the svar of that shita? Because it's one consecutive stretch of day. It's, even though it lasts for 7 days, it's one kedusha, it never ends. So maybe that's why they make a bracha. Don't be medayik from over here that you wouldn't make a bracha on Chutz La'aretz and Shmini Atzeres, Leishev b'sukkah. Maybe these are Rabbanim. How like the opinion we saw earlier on. You only make one single day bracha anyways. Not because Shmini HaTeres doesn't get one, because they only made one on one day of the chag, and they already did their day. So maybe we can't make a real proof, we can't give a... Rabbi Yosef shouldn't be saying, Nakad Rabbi Yochanan biyadecha. Maybe this was a shita of people who only kept the one day bracha. Even though we don't possibly, maybe they did possibly these Rabbanim. Gemara says, no, don't assume that. Why? Gmiri, which means it was a Masorah that we had, it was taught to us, that to be offer asu. These Rabbanim came and they had afar on their bodies, which means they had been out in the wilderness. They had yet to sleep in a sukkah once yet. It was the first sukkah experience, says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Afar kasu lamati rabasai gemiri. I learned from my rebbeim shein bo min haafar shebehem osayin ro'os sham v'lo yashur b'sukkah kol yimei achag. This is the first sukkah experience they had the entire chag, and they didn't make a bracha still. What does that show us? That you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Don't tell me it was because maybe they held like those who said you make a bracha only one time over chag. They hadn't made even one time over chag yet. And they still didn't make it on the eighth day. Why not? Because Bruch Elo Mevarchinan. That's how Rav Yosef says, take Rav Yochanan on your hands. Because this is the story that we had about these Rabbanim who came with Rav Huna Bar Bizna to visit a place of Sukkah on Chag. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ika de Amri, those who have a very different reading of our Gemara. Bruch Kuli Amalo Pligi, Elo Mevarchinan. Again, like Danny said earlier on, no one says, you can't make a bracha. Since everyone holds, you say Shmini Chag Atzeres and you're benching and you're davening, you can't make a lay shave. No one suggests, when we talk about sukkah, it doesn't mean the lay shave of sukkah. No one would say such a thing. Everyone agrees that you don't make lay shave of sukkah. So what does sukkah mean? Ki pligi, they argue about lemesav. Do you sit in a sukkah or not? So again, if you remember the last Gemara we had, everyone assumes you sit there. The question is, do you make a bracha lay shave or not? Now we're saying, no. Everyone agrees you don't make a lay shave. The question is, do you sit there or not? Lamanda Amar, the one who holds Shvi'i l'sukka mesiv yasvinan. The one who holds the first Mount Amr we saw earlier on, which was Rav Yehuda Brei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, which made the Rav, would tell you we treat sukka like it's Shvi'i, which means mesiv yasvinan. You sit in the sukka the seventh day, but of course there's no bracha. L'manda Amr Shvi'i l'sukka. The one who says no, it's like the eighth day. So mesiv namin l'yasvinan, we also wouldn't sit in the sukka on the eighth day. So again, everyone agrees there's no bracha. You basically now you have four options on the table. Option number one is the first, before Ika d'Amri, everyone agrees, and this carries to all four cases. Everyone agrees the brachas you make in davening, and the bracha of Mazon is Shmini Chag Atzeres. Everyone agrees with that. According to the first opinions we saw, both would agree that you sit in the sukkah. Question is, would you make a leishah of a sukkah or not? One says you do, one says you don't. The Ika d'Amri says, same first part. Everyone agrees that the eighth day you make a Shmini Chag Atzeres and in your benching and in your kiddush. Everyone agrees there is no leishah of a sukkah. The question is, do you even sit in the sukkah in the first place? One opinion says you do. One opinion says that you don't. Okay?
You need your whiteboard.
I know. I feel that way right now. I need my whiteboard. I need a whiteboard. Yeah?
Right.
Okay, there you go.
Machine learning.
Amar Rav Yosef. And one thing Rav Yosef comes along and says, Nakad Rav Yochanan Biyadecha. Rav Yochanan is the correct opinion. Which Rav Yochanan says over here, what does Yochanan say over here? He would be saying that you don't sit in your sukkah and you don't make a leishif. The last Rav Yochanan that we had said, you sit in your sukkah, don't make a leishif. Here, Rav Yochanan over here is saying, you don't sit in your sukkah and you don't make a leishif. Why? Demara Deshmaisa Mani, who was the author of this original teaching? Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. It was Yehuda, again, that was the original opinion we had, verse of Yochanan. Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rishmini Savik Lashvi, Levar Misukkah Yosef. Because the person who originally said to us, sit in the sukkah, again, Shvi, treat the sukkah like Shvi, which means you sit in the sukkah, that was Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. And he himself, when he actually came to Lemaisa, he sat Levar Misukkah, which means Levar means he sat outside the sukkah. And therefore, Rav Yochanan's Bar Plukta, the one who argues Rav Yochanan and says, sit in the sukkah, himself sat out of the sukkah on the eighth day. So what are you talking about? Talk about anymore. Seems to me that's the right thing to do. V'hilchasa, meisav yasvinan, bruch lo barachina. But bottom line, we have two ways of reading it. Ika d'amris, here is the bottom line of Psagalacha. Psagalacha is meisav yasvinan, that we actually sit in the sukkah, but we make a relationship with sukkah. So in chutzlar, to every chutzlar, for the chag of Sukkot, the halacha sounds like it's going to be, at least the way the Gemara certainly is possible. When you sit in your sukkah, when it's the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, you sit in your sukkah, but you do not make a leishah of a sukkah when you do so. Okay.
Other people who make a bit of a sul in it?
It sounds like they shouldn't.
They put in
the kutzlars. No, here they do. Here for sure you do. Here you have to. Here it would be considered a baltosif not to do it. Is it a problem? We had a discussion where we had about sukkah katana, where you can't put a candle. Sukkah gadola, where a candle there would not be a simon that it's not. You're not using l'shem sukkah, and therefore we say do some maisa on it, make a puzzle. Here, if you sit your sukkah here, I mean in Israel, you have to do a maisa to show that you don't mean to be here l'chag sukkot. You don't have to apostle it, but you have to do a maisa, taking some schach off, something that you're showing that you don't mean to be. But in a chutzlart, I imagine, sounds like here you sit in a kosher sukkah. You sit in a kosher sukkah.
With no shinoi.
With no shinoi. So that's what some people do. Right, some people do that. Again, I think the reason why they want to try to avoid any baltosif problems, they want to try to hedge themselves. I'm not sure why they would avoid it so much, but if they should, not eating this meal of sukkah, that's what some people do. Also, some of the custom of sitting the entire time in the sukkah, some of the custom, like Ben said, of sitting there making kiddush and then going into the house. But usually everyone has a sukkah available the 8th day because it is this psak halacha of meisel yasinan. Does that mean only for kiddush, be eating for the meal? That's the debate among the commentaries.
Where was that case? The sukkah done of the shrug.
What daf was it on? My guess? Second parak. Top of an amud. I think it was maybe chav zayin. I'm an aleph. Correct, exactly. Chav zayin an aleph. Chav vav an aleph. Chav ches an aleph. Chav tesmalef. Very good. Excellent. Chav tesmalef. Excellent. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Amar Yochanan. This is the last, like a suya we'll do right now, and we'll stop. Amar Yochanan. Omer Mzman b'shmini shal chag. V'in Omer Mzman b'shvi shal pesach. We say Zman Shechianu on the 8th day Shmini Atzeres. We do not say Shechianu on the 7th day. They're both yontifs. They're both yontifs. We don't kill malach on either one of those. But Shechianu only comes on the Shmini Atzeres and not on Shmini Pesach. Why not? Hamar Levi bar Chama v'tim Rabbi Chama bar Chanina teida. You should know this makes sense. Why? Shari Chalak b'gimel devarim. Because there are three differences in Shmini Atzeres versus the rest of the Chag. Sukkah is one. Again, there's no chiv in the Sukkah. Again, we're not sort of something to me. But really, the difference between Atzeres shouldn't have a Sukkah attached to it. Lulav. No Lulav in Shmini Atzeres. And Yisuk HaMayim. And the water libation, remember we had in the Mishnah before, Yisuk HaMayim is 7 days. It's not 8 days. There's no 8th day, we don't do Yisuk HaMayim. But Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see later on in the next parak, Rabbi Yehuda, or even this parak, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Belugayim Menasech, Kol Shmona, that you would actually be Menasech, Yisuk HaMayim, with a lug's amount, even on the 8th day. So it's not so different. So yeah, but Arechal Bebezvarim. It's still two things different. Lulav is different. And Sukkah is different. So how do I define something that requires Shechianu? If it's a new Chag, what makes it a new Chag? Well, look at the practices of the Chag. Sukkah, no more. Lulav, no more. Nisuk HaMayim, Makhlokes. But either way, at least two things are very, very different. It means a different Chag. And therefore, it demands its own Shechianu. Says the Gemara, one second. That's how you want to decide a new Chag. Yihachi, if so, Shvi Shal Pesach Nami. The 7th day of Pesach also should have a Shechianu. Why? Hari Chag B'Achila Matzah. There's no Chiv of eating Matzah. Again, you can't eat Chametz. There's no din of eating matzah. You don't have to eat matzah. Let's say, again, we have to have bread, so we have to have matzah also. But it's not, there's no alachilas matzah bracha going on in the 7th day of Pesach. And therefore, maybe it's like a new holiday. Damar Mark, as Master stated, Laila Rishona Chova, there's a first item of Pesach, it's an obligation, alachilas matzah, you must eat matzah. Mikam ve'elech Rishus. From that point forward, it's Rishus. So the 7th day is different than the first day. First night, we had a chiv of eating matzah. The 7th night is okay, eating matzah. It's a new chag. Maybe it's a Shechianu. Says Gemara, Hachi Ashta, this now? Meaning, really? This is the comparison you want to give? You want to ask a kasha like that? Hasam milayla chalak. Miyom eino chalak. There, meaning regarding Pesach, it's true the 7th night is different than the first night. Milayla chalak. It's different from the first night. But miyom eino chalak, but the next day already, even the first day, there's no chiv eating matzah. So the 7th day is like, night is like the first day. It's not its own holiday. It's true, it's not like the first night. But it's like the first day. And therefore, it's like the first day. It doesn't get its own Shechianu. That was Hasam. That was Pesach. Hacha over here by Sukkis.
What's the distinction
there? It's different from the first night. The 7th night and the first night are different. The first night requires a din of eating matzah. Except that it has no such din of eating matzah. But already the first day, the next day after the first night, the first day, there's no chiv eating matzah either. There's no alchiz matzah. So it's not a new existence. This 7th day is not a new thing. It's different than the first. It's not even the first day, though. And therefore, it doesn't get a Shechianu. But hacha, but in sukkah, miyom nami chalak. It's different from the first day also. There is a din of sukkah in the day, din of lulav in the day, yisuch hamayim in the day. And therefore, this 8th day of sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, is a different ballgame. Ravina says, also why it's different. Zech chalak mishalafanav, zech chalak mishalafanav. That this one, meaning sukkah, the 8th day is different from the 7th day. Milafanav, the one day beforehand. Again, in the 7th day of sukkah, you had sukkah, you had love, and you had nitzuk amayim. On the 8th day, you don't have any of those three, so it's different already from the day right beforehand. V'zeh, when it comes to Pesach, it's only chalak mishlifnei funav. It's only different from the one that's 6 days ago at nighttime. It's not different at all from the day before yet. There's no chiyuv eating matzah on the sixth day of Pesach or the seventh day of Pesach. So nothing changed from yesterday. It changed from days ago. You only make it a Shechianu when it's a whole new thing right now just starting. And that didn't happen by Pesach. It only happened by Sukkos. Tomorrow brings another four pshatim to explain, just each one is just based on a pasuk, a word in the pasuk that we see as to why the eighth day of Sukkos is unique. Hacha, Rapapa Amar. Rapapa Amar? Is that what the change gears to? Rapapa Amar, yeah. Hacha, Ksiv, Par. Hasam, Ksiv, Parim. Here on this last day, it says the word Par. And there it said the word Parim. Now, what does that show us over here? What that shows us is that every day of the holiday, there was a certain procession. In the fifth parable, we see this ourselves. There was a certain procession of you go down from 13 parim to 12 to 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, and then all of a sudden down to 1. It broke order. It broke the system. Why? Because it's not the same day. It's not the next day of the process. It's a whole new day. There are parim. Here it's only a par. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Hacha Ksiv Bayom, Hasam Ksiv Ubayom. Because here by the 8th day it says Bayom, there it says Ubayom. Ubayom means and another one, and another one, another one. But by the 8th day it says Bayom, it stands independently. It's not part of the other process. Rav Ashi Amar Hacha Ksiv Kimishpat, Hasam Ksiv Kimishpatam. Here by the 8th day it says Kimishpat, like its law. And Kimishpatam over there, the other day Kimishpatam, like their laws. So it's part of a bigger group. And here it was part of its own identity. We'll stop over here. We'll prove later on. We'll try to prove it before Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see you tomorrow, but not tomorrow, on Sunday. Try to see this as well. Just a reminder for you. Again, the long Shabbos is have an opportunity to do a lot of Chazara. So those of you who want to take a stab at it and start from the beginning of the parak and get all the way to Mem Zayin and Aleph, if we got to, that'd be a great accomplishment. I highly recommend it. Again, the Friday is very long. Start Friday if you want. Friday is very long before Shabbos. Shabbos day is very long. So you want to try to knock it off. Those of you who have Chavrusin there, you want to sit with Chavrusin and try to do it also. Highly recommended in this process.